There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile, rolling on this Wednesday. Glad to have you along this hour. Phone number, like always, 343-0106. Same for the text line out there. And a lot of great texts coming in here. Although I will say, out of the good text in here, John is already starting trouble in our Howl-O-Ween pet picture contest. He's worried that, he said, I hope there's no ballot harvesting during the dog contest. John, I cannot guarantee there's not already vote tampering going on in our contest here for the Halloween pet picture contest brought to you by Lola Bell's pet facility that is sponsoring this. Has they're in no part in shape or any way involved in any kind of vote tampering, but I can't guarantee for others out there that there's not some, especially people with cats. I don't trust the people with the picture. If you can get, you have so, if you can get a costume on a cat and not end up looking like you've been rolling around in a briar patch, then you have some kind of ability, some kind of supernatural ability. So I don't trust you from the get-go if you have your cat in a costume. But we welcome those pictures. And remember, go to facebook.com/FMTalk1065, and the picture with the most likes, they win our prize pack from our friends at Lola Bell's Pet Facility. More details on the Facebook page, and we'll talk more about this going forward. All right, I want you all to say hello to my buddy. It's John Sharp from AL.com. Always good to talk to you, John.
Hey, Sean, how you doing?
Doing good. You see where I'm sitting in the rankings for the college pick'em? Did you notice?
No, I really haven't.
Seventh, John.
Oh, congratulations.
Now, I mean, it's 14-way tie for seventh, but I'm seventh, John. Seventh place.
Yeah, no, tip of the hat. I don't know how long that'll last, so enjoy it while you can.
Okay. All right. We'll talk next week. We'll see how that goes.
It's not like I'm going to eclipse you. I've had a pretty rough go of it the last couple of weeks, but some interesting games this week, and apparently one of them has been called off. So I don't know how that works into the to this week's slate of games, but... we'll be interested in finding out more about that. But, the Florida-LSU game appears to be off at the moment.
And you should join in for some of the trash talk because it doesn't involve your team, but you can just enjoy it academically because Dalton's on vacation this week, so I'm back on Mobile Mornings along with Dan Brennan. Dan graduates from Georgia. I graduate from Alabama. And it's been pretty icy in here this week. So
I would imagine so.
Yeah, we'll have some trash talk at the end of the week. All right, I was thinking, you know, we all grew up, you read the Scarlet Letter and you learned what letter was the Scarlet Letter? The letter A, right? I believe the Scarlet Letter is actually going to be the letter T going forward, John. T for tolls.
Our four-letter word here in Baldwin County right now.
It but is.
Yeah, it is certainly still fresh on everyone's mind. Even though we've gone through a lot, it seems like the toll debate was about 10 years ago, and it was actually only slightly more than a year ago. And I think that's hard for a lot of people to grasp right now. But yeah, it was it's still pretty fresh, still pretty raw for a lot of folks in this area.
Well, you and I live that story every day through what you were doing in print media, what I'm doing on the radio. We look back at the fight around the toll for the Mobile River Bridge project. And I want to put it that way because to me, and in the opinion world, my opposition to the toll was because it was going to be on both the Wallace Tunnel and this proposed bridge. Back when the idea was it would just be applied to a bridge and people would have a choice, I really wasn't very vocal about the toll. It didn't it didn't bother me, you know, very much. But the second it went to being mandatory on both routes, then yes, I got in, you know, chin deep and worked through that process. But I also want to point out, and I keep trying to point out, that that was the toll as applied to that project. And I when this Baldwin Amendment 2, when this Amendment 2 came up for the toll authority, I said this is going to get wrapped up and people are going to say that it's no tolls at any point. And that looks like that's what happened yesterday when some opposition to the Amendment 2 came up. Talk to me about the story. What happened?
Well, yesterday, Dean Young, a former congressional candidate from Orange Beach, called a press conference in Foley, and it was basically just him. He wasn't joined by anyone else that folks might associate as the anti-toll folks from last year. But he did hold a press conference, and he put out his statement in regards to his concerns about this current proposal. He has a video up, I believe, right now on social media on Facebook. I'm pretty sure of it. A video that kind of goes into his explanation even further. But his biggest concerns is that he believes that what this Baldwin Beach Express amendment on the November 3rd ballots amounts to is what he claims would be a blank check that would allow a group called the Toll Authority, which is what voters will be deciding on whether or not to move forward with a Baldwin County Toll Authority. He believes that they'll allow this group to spend revenues however they see fit, not in particularly on this Baldwin Beach Express Road, that they can go about and spend it elsewhere. Now, if you talk to the folks that are supportive of this amendment, they said that's not the case, that this is a toll road for this project and this project only, and that revenues generated from this road are for the to pay off the bond or the debt that's going to be associated with this particular road. So that was one argument that Mr. Young had. And another, he had a couple others. He, I think, overall was concerned that he doesn't feel it's not warranted. He argues that there really isn't much of a need for an additional evacuation route. His statement is that, well, you know, I haven't heard of anyone being stranded down in Baldwin County whenever there's a hurricane that arrives. And you know, if you talk to folks that support the amendment, they'll say otherwise. They'll say, you know, we got a plan for the growth of this area. This county continues to grow at record-setting clips each and every year. And as it continues to grow, it's going to bring more traffic. And part of the problem is Interstate 10. It's not so much, you know, Interstate 65 as it is I-10, getting people off of that road. So those were a couple of remarks that Mr. Young had yesterday. He also was concerned about the fact that apparently there was, within the enabling legislation, which he really has a concern about, the enabling legislation that allows for this amendment. And that was voted on back in 2019. And it was a local amendment. It was a local bill in the legislature, which means it was Baldwin County lawmakers only that all backed it universally. But he felt that it wasn't, you know, it wasn't written strong enough to support folks in this area. He felt that also that he believes there was some loose language in there in regards to bid requirements for the Beach Express construction project. That would go forward if this amendment is in fact voted on November 3rd. So those were just kind of some of the concerns he had that he expressed at this news conference. Needless to say, I think overall he's opposed to it. But he's interesting to note some of the folks that have opposed, that were the most vocal last year when we were dealing with the I-10 project, have been fairly quiet going into the November 3rd elections regarding this Baldwin Beach Express project. And I would say at this point right now, Mr. Young is kind of leading the opposition by himself from a leadership role. Not to say that there isn't a lot of supporters on his side on that. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying, though, as far as the Jim Ziegler's, the Dr. Lou Campagnosi, mm-hmm. those type of folks that took that leadership role in the I-10 project, they're staying out of the fray this time around.
Okay, I think that should be a tell for people. And I want, you know, not that people, that we've had people on the show here from the Choose to Coalition, people supporting Amendment 2, and of course, people could have told me something that wasn't true, but I don't doubt it, and I'll go back and look at that language. But I asked in three different ways, does this tolling authority have any reach outside this, you know, this toll road, this extended toll road? And I was told no, that the authority of this toll authority is specific and bound to that road. Is that what you were told? Is that what you understand?
That's correct. That's been repeated over and over again.
A private road that is going to go through private property that they're accessing with no state or federal money. Am I correct on that?
That's correct. There will also be no tax increase in Baldwin County.
No tax increase, no anything. It's being conveyed as being the same deal by some out there opponents as the I-10 Mobile River Bridge project, and you don't have to agree with either of these, but that's inaccurate. That's not accurate.
Yeah, it's apples and oranges. There's no toll projects are the same. I mean, it's kind of like no road projects are the same. You deal with difficulties in terrain or engineering issues or finance issues on all projects that are, you know, there's no two projects that are the same. And certainly this project is different, including the toll issue and probably the toll amount. And my understanding is we haven't heard what the exact amount will be, and I think that's going to be an issue. I think that might be an issue with some voters, that they'll look at that and go, well, really, we'd like to know how much this toll would be. But the argument, too, from the supporters of this project, is that, like the Choose Two Coalition you mentioned, is that, you know, not too many local folks are going to be driving on this road.
But even if they were, they are there's no tolling that will go on any current routes. Right? The current routes, it's not the same. You can still take the roads that are there. And if it's a private entity and people making private deals, and if they want to make the toll $8,000, I don't care, because it's not coming out of taxpayer money and it's not forcing anybody onto that road, the way I understand it.
That's correct. You are correct by that. I would be a little concerned about that amount of the toll. It would definitely divert more traffic. It would startle folks and divert a lot of traffic to Alabama 59.
True.
And probably away from the existing Palm Beach Express. So, yes, I would push back on that a little bit. But yeah, I do agree that the argument from the supporters is that I've even heard it called as a tourist toll. That's been a phrase that's been bannered about a couple of times to me in interviews, and I think that's kind of the idea, is that, you know, they want to get folks off of the tourists, folks that are visiting Baldwin County's beaches, off of Alabama Route 59 and get more of them to a quicker access along the Baldwin Beach Express. And
right there close to Buc-ee's. It gets them right coming past Buc-ee's.
That's correct. And there's also another... There's also another development that's not been developed yet, but it's been out there for a while, and that is the Baldwin County Mega Site.
Yep.
And that would be located near the new road as well. And I'm sure that the economic development aspects of extending the Baldwin Beach Express is very much first and foremost in the minds of a lot of politicians. They would like to see a Huntsville-like car manufacturer come to this area, and they think that the Mega Site would be primed for that, but it would have to transportation is definitely an issue as well.
Well, but if they can, once again, if they can use voluntary money, right, whether it be $2 or $8,000, so voluntary money from this to build this road that then gives an advantage to the mega site, once again, as a citizen, I don't know why it concerns me. I guess I'm waiting. I need, you know, and I'm not just asking this rhetorically. I need to know why it should concern me.
Well, you know, voters can be distrustful of a situation, especially one that occurred not too long ago with the I-10 project. And again, we're not,
but they're not the same thing.
We're saying that, you know, these are different projects. But to the voter, you know, again, the word toll was a four-letter word from last year. They're distrustful of that. They feel that, you know, that $6. Proposal to toll the existing bayway left such a bad taste in their mouth that they're worried about, well, if this is the future, we're going to toll these roads, you know, what if we allow this, will something else happen 5 years from now or 10 years from now where 59 is tolled?
I would fight that the same way I fought the I-10 toll. I would fight, if they wanted to toll 59, I would fight the same way. I just see them as different things.
That's correct. But sometimes perception plays everything in politics. And that's
always
part of the struggle for the supporters of this project, to continue to communicate their position as they should. And right now, like I said, Dean Young is opposed to it. And again, he's produced a video, and he's trying to push out that message. But some of the opponents from last year are you know, I've actually talked to one of them that's supportive of this project. A conservative who lives up in North Baldwin County indicated to me that, you know, he's concerned about the traffic that's developing on 59, and he just stays away from certain areas of Baldwin County at certain times of the year because of that traffic, and that he was very much supportive of a new route that would take motorists up to 65.
Well, you can't.
It's kind of interesting to see that, you know, some of the players from last year kind of taking different positions.
It is. It's worth noting, and it's, you know, Baldwin County. You can't grow and be the cash cow for Montgomery, the fountain of money for Montgomery, without some traffic out there. That's part of what goes with it. John, people want to reach out to you and find out more on this story, or maybe what your picks are going to be for this weekend in College Pick'em. How do they find you online?
Don't follow my picks, but yeah, I'm at John Sharp 99. I'm struggling a little bit, Sean. I might need to.
You're sandbagging. I'm not even listening to you, Sharp. You're sandbagging me now. I can tell when that's happening. All right, brother, be good. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, Sean.
All right, John Sharp joining us. Come back. I got folks holding. Y'all hold on. I want to hear from you on this. Tell me where I'm wrong on this. Be interesting. Now, somebody has said something about eminent domain being used for the ground. That's interesting. Let's look into that as well when we come back. All right, to the phones, and we got a lot on the text line as well. Dennis in Baldwin County, first up. Hey, Dennis.
Hey, Sean. Hey, I wanted to say I appreciate your show. I think it does a lot for the citizens of Mobile and Baldwin counties.
Thank you.
Really appreciate what you do on a daily basis.
Thanks.
The question I had about the Baldwin Beach Express extension to I-10 is, you know, if you have 100 acres and I have 100 acres and we want to build a private paved road through it, do we have to have anyone's permission to do that?
I wouldn't think so. Maybe the second you and I link our Dave and Sean Memorial Highway, not Memorial, Celebratory Highway, when we link that to a public road, maybe at that point it comes in the purview. I'm just guessing at this point. I'm not a road expert.
Okay, so if we built this road and we wanted to charge people to go across it, do we have to have a law or a tolling authority to allow us to charge people to come across our road?
We must have to. There must be a reason for that. You know,
that's where I'm lacking in education of this process. Is you know, we're voting on an amendment to allow a toll authority, and that's my question. Where is the law that says if private property owners want to build and pay for a beautiful 18-28 lane road, however many we want to build across it, if we want to spend the money, why can't we do that, and why can't we charge people to come across it? I don't know.
It's a good question.
Law exists. That's the question I have.
No, that's a pertinent question. That is one I'm going to dig on. So that's one I'm going to try to get figured out, because my head's in the same place.
I think voters are concerned about the word full authority, as if we're giving up
authority
to someone else to make these decisions for us.
Solid, Dennis.
I think it's a great road. I think we should have all accesses, and we should think, you know, towards the future in Baldwin County, because we are growing and we need as many roads as we can possibly get.
Thank you, Dennis. I got to run for the news, but we'll come right back and take your calls.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right to 135 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile, Wednesday style, coming to you on the phones, and we'll get those texts in just a second. I want y'all to say hello to my buddy Angelo at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry, who texted me a picture. That's officially bling there, right? That qualifies as bling.
Yeah, that would definitely qualify as a bling ring right there. It's just under 3 carats total weight in diamonds and a really nice size, beautiful center stone. So bling is definitely the word.
Yeah, that's and those are the kind of pieces too that y'all get when it comes to jewelry. So many unique pieces, right? That kind of one of a kinds or something you're not going to see on everybody's finger or around their neck or on their ears.
Correct. Right now we have about 6,000 different pieces of jewelry in stock. And when I say different pieces, almost every single one of those is unique and different from the other. And we have a lot of vintage and estate pieces. We have a lot of pieces that have been customized by our jeweler. So you walk in here and you're looking for a unusual, unique piece of jewelry, you're going to have a huge selection to choose from. The prices are great. The quality is impeccable. And best of all, when you give that gift, they're going to be able to, that ring is going to launch them into the room, and nobody else is going to have one like it. So it is a win-win.
Well said. All right, let's talk about coming to check out the unique pieces of jewelry or all the other great items at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. How do we find you?
Yeah, we're in Midtown, 2204 Government Street. Of course, you can always call us, 725-1590. If you want to check us out online, you can go to mobilebaycoins.com, check out the stuff there, listen to the podcast, Two Guys and Some Change. If you don't catch it live, right here on the radio station, or check out some of the cool stuff as we posted on Instagram and on Facebook.
All right, Angelo, we appreciate it, and we'll check back with you soon.
Have a good one, sir.
Yeah, there you go. Angelo, you too. Checking in for Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. By the way, if you get a chance, check out Two Guys and Some Change live on Tuesday nights at 6 o'clock. It's a cool show. I enjoy hearing him and Ron and all the different guests banter about things that I don't know much about, and I get an education. I always enjoy it. All right, first on the phones, if you're, if you're angry with me, you come to the front of the line. And Dave in Foley said, I have pushed his buttons, and it's time for me to take my licks here. Hey, Dave.
Oh, no, it's not that bad. But building on Dennis' point a moment ago, say he and a neighbor have some property and they want to build a road, that's fine. But if a third party has a piece of property in between them, they should not be able to use eminent domain to secure that piece of property.
Agreed.
They should secure it on the open market.
Agreed. Agreed. You will find no stronger of an advocate if it's a discussion of eminent domain for anything outside the very, very, very narrow definition of eminent domain. I am 100% on your side, Dave.
Okay. And when that came up, I wanted to make sure that we weren't just discussing using eminent domain to handle property to potentially a foreign entity.
Or whomever, right?
Or whomever. I don't,
yeah, in those situations where they've taken people's property so they could build a shopping mall because the shopping mall would bring in more sales tax. That makes me want to put a foot in somebody's authority. Yes. You've got a strong advocate on that.
The other thing is on a toll road, there should be some mechanism by which the state at some point ends up owning that road, whether it is once they've recovered the costs plus a certain percentage, or possibly with bond issues so low, let the state build the road, float a bond, and sell the bond to this entity that wants to finance it.
Yeah, but you know, you couldn't get,
maybe
with they couldn't get that through
the tolls for a period of time.
Well, they couldn't get that done. That's the problem. They would probably have gone that route like you're talking about, but they must, you know, be sensing the political barometer, and they couldn't get that done. And the idea of it turning it over to the state, I don't know why. If private entities do it with no tax money, it's just like, you know, the call from Dennis earlier. If we want to make a road in the middle of some private land, you know, and people want to pay us a bunch of money to use it, then so be it. You know, it's private.
Look at the history of tolls on the bridge to Orange Beach, and you'll understand why.
Well, they got you by the
right.
They got you by the tolls there, so that's a different story. If this other route might be more convenient, you know, I talk about this all the time. If there's routes already existing, they don't toll those and they leave them where they're supposed to be. It's like down in Florida with the dang turnpike. There's other ways I can get down to South Florida to see my niece and nephew and my sister and brother-in-law, but I choose the toll road because, well, the kids are whining in the back and all that, and I'll pay some exorbitant fee to get there more quickly, but I do have other routes. I don't have to take the toll road.
Yeah, some of those roads are, you know, you get to the exit and it's a quarter or 50 cents.
Yep.
It's not $3.50 to get on my road and use it.
Nope, but then you don't have to either.
Then I expect the public safety people to patrol it and keep it safe.
Yeah, they shouldn't have to do that either. It should be like Mad Max out there. And I appreciate it. Appreciate your call. And yes, and on the eminent domain part, I think that's what David wants to talk about. And that one, if there is eminent domain in play, I need to find out about it. And I will circle back around with the folks that are supporting this. David, in Mobile, is that what you think, that there's eminent domain on this one?
Sean, this project is being spearheaded and run by the Baldwin County Commission, and it's been that way since our friend Senator Chris Elliott has been on the commission. So this is going to be a public road, and the way the last caller just described it is actually the way it's going to work. What they're going to do is they're going to bond out this road, and they're going to pay back that bond with tolls between I-10 and I-65. So, yes, eminent domain will be used to condemn the property of any property owner that doesn't want to sell their property or doesn't want to sell the property at what the government wants to pay.
The toll authority will have the right for condemnation.
The county will.
But it's not the county. It's a separate. I was told this is a – read here. It's a separate, a completely separate authority.
It is the authority was put on the ballot. The Amendment 2 was put on the ballot,
right,
at the request of the Baldwin County Commission. The Baldwin County Commission asked them.
That doesn't
to have
mean
that
that's the same thing.
The
yeah, but that doesn't mean because they suggested it. That does not mean it is a province of it. I mean that should be an easy enough thing to answer.
It'll be a government body that will be that'll be meeting, that'll decide the toll, and will run the toll. It's going to be just like the I-10 Mobile River Bridge would have been set up, and it's just been a different entity that run it. The reason why you still have a toll right now over the Intercoastal Waterway in Orange Beach is because the Foley Beach Express, which is a completely separate road, is a private road. That's why you still have a toll bridge there, and the private landowners that own that road can go and sell the property in the median to gas stations and other shops, like they're trying to do now.
Once again, do you know that this entity, I'm not talking about this entity, because I asked this question a couple different ways, and listen, people could tell me a story, people could, you know, not tell me the truth, but I asked this, and I was told that this was a completely different entity. It was not connected, therefore it did not have, the powers of government. There's another term for it.
Well, you know who would have the answer to your question? Our friend Senator Chris Elliott.
Well, the feeler's already out on that, so and I'll try to get that. But listen, if this is a situation where it's a eminent domain tool, then just as quickly as I was really nonplussed by any issue with tolling a bridge, as long as the Wallace Tunnel was open, I will change on a 180 the same way I did on the last one. My point is, if this is done with private capital or investors here, and free people choose to engage in commerce with somebody else freely to give them money to travel through this route, then ain't my problem.
Well, I get ready to change on a dime. God, I'm pretty
sure?
willing to put a Diet Coke on it that it's going to be a government entity.
All right. So this is one of the big 24-ounce ones? One of the big...
Well, I'll do a 2-liter. That's how confident I am.
Well, those things are even cheaper, actually. In the strange world of beverage, 2 liters are often cheaper than the 24-ounce. But whatever, either 2-liter or 24-ounce, that you say that this toll authority will have the right of the power of condemnation.
It will have the power of condemnation.
All right, there we go. So, David, that's good. I'll be betting that with David, and then whatever Dan and I come up with. I'm worried, to be honest with you, to get into any kind of wager for this weekend's Alabama-Georgia game. I'm going to do my job as a graduate and a fan of the University of Alabama, Roll Tide. But I feel like this might be my undoing as well. All right, let's see. From the text line here, yeah, I don't know, y'all, if that was any kind of Morse code coming through the phone. I'm not sure. I can go back and play it, and it'd take me a while, not as good as I used to be, but we'll be able to decode the Morse code if it was there. Matthew says, I would assume the toll authority would be a political subdivision of the Baldwin County Commission. Not sure, but that's my guess. Now, that's, Matthew, that's what I got to find out. All right. So Billy, the friendly Democrat, who I hadn't heard from him, hear from him on text line, but Billy hadn't heard your voice in a long time. He says the toll authority will have the authority to condemn or eminent domain. The developers could not pay the price of the last few parcels. Well, you know, and there's always that game played, right? And that's one of those things that this, you know what, this goes right back to, this goes back, Billy, you and I will have this discussion. This goes right back to a discussion that we're having, that they're having right now, and questioning not directly Judge Barrett, but making political statements, the Democrats are, instead of asking questions of who will be the next Supreme Court justice. It stinks that you could have a project that the last parcel or the last two parcels could hold out for some incredibly high piece of money or amount of money, and you couldn't get it built. It stinks. But it's not the job of government to fix that problem. Unless it's for the absolute most important and pressing needs of our republic, eminent domain should not be used. It stinks, I know. I mean, you want to build this, and this route's going to be great, and it's going to help all these people. But if there are private landowners that don't want to sell, then they have the right not to sell. It's just, I mean, they may end up like, you know, the Yellowstone Ranch situation on the show Yellowstone, but I mean, you have the right not to sell. So if people say, well, you got to use it to be able to make this thing happen, I don't agree with you. And I argue the same thing about the ACA. And listen, I want people with pre-existing conditions to have every ability to get health insurance. I want reasonable costs for health insurance and drugs for every person. I want a situation where, you know, people are just absolutely boxed out of the healthcare market. At the same time, that doesn't make the Constitution say something different. Right? So these are situations where that really stinks. And we need to figure out maybe a way to fix that. But it's not the job of government to do that. Just because I will say something is unconstitutional, or in this case, a bastardization of eminent domain, doesn't mean I don't lament the issue. It just means government is not the solution for it. Of course, it's a very small population on the island that I live on, and I realize that. All right, coming right back. More Midday Mobile on this Wednesday. Glad to have you along.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Preston, David, what do you want? Do you want a 2 liter? Want a 2 liter? Is that a 2 liter? Or that, I mean, the 24 ounce is actually more expensive in the Diet Coke realm than the 2 liter. But you said 2 liter, so I'll get you 2 liter. You know, Sullivan always pays his debts. So there you go. So further investigation with my 5 minutes of investigative looking here, because I asked this question, but maybe I didn't ask it in the interviews I did specifically enough. I was going to say I assumed, but we know what assuming does, makes up out of you and me, right? There is the public toll authority will have the right of condemnation. And we're going to, tomorrow's show, I'm going to work it in here. I'm going to get people with answers here and talk about this. Once again, you may be cool with that. You may think that's a good thing, and we'll let the people that think it's a good thing explain, you know, on doing this. But there is a right of condemnation with this authority. So that changed a little bit. Once again, the scope, and I guess I asked the scope, if my failure, one of my many, but one of my failures there was asking if the scope, I should have asked if the scope, I was more worried if the scope went outside of the aforementioned property. Right, so that's what I was paying attention to, is if the scope of this project, if this was specific, you know, like could they run another tolling somewhere else on another road? And I was told no. But I didn't think about the fact that I figured the land had been acquired for this. Once again, if they make personal deals, and it was Dennis earlier. Dennis, great questioning, Dennis. If you're still listening, I hope you are. Why there would need to be an authority? Because basically, if you have your own road and doing your own thing, what does it matter? But there may be the reason for it. It is, once again, just like I said, before I even found this out, beyond the very narrow scope of eminent domain, I'm just not a proponent. Now, I get it. And if you lay out a scenario where you say, well, we got a problem we got to solve here. We need this, and these last two landowners, wherever, Mr. Smith and Mrs. Jones are holding out for 86. It stinks. I'm with you. It stinks, but it doesn't mean that you get to use the power of government. The same way, just because my heart goes out and I want to make sure we figure out some way to protect those people, we protect those people that don't have the health insurance. I wish we could, and we could figure out how to do that, but that doesn't make the ACA constitutional. Once again, pragmatically, I understand the pickle you're in. I'm not ignorant to that. At the same time, does that mean that you say, well, but in this case, because it's always going to be another case of how to say, well, I don't want government to go much further, but this, just this one thing. Just this one thing. It's a slow creep. And you see these eminent domain cases, and they're, believe me, people can make very compelling reasons to use it. I can nod right along with them and say, I get that. That is a very compelling reason to do it. But if you don't have an adherence to a standard, something that is a baseline, And people are saying here, well, the toll. The toll is not the issue for me. I don't give a dang. Because you can choose to drive it or not. Even though the T is the new scarlet letter is not A. It is T around here, which I'm still going to stick with, at being a knee jerk reaction. We got to look at each story individually. The toll issue with this is not for me the issue. The authority's right of condemnation is that issue. If it was all willing participants and they got in and they got private land and they built up this link between the two, between I-10 and I-65, and they wanted to charge you $8 jillion to go through there, if you choose as a private citizen to pay it and go through, then fine, have at it. Ain't my business. But if we are going to green light something that gives the power of condemnation, a little tougher for me to sign with the quill pen on that one. Hey, we'll pick it up again tomorrow. Bright and early, as I'm in with Dan for Mobile Mornings this week, as Dalton is on a well-deserved vacation. So I will talk with you in the morning show, and then we got Midday Mobile. Get the Paul Feinbaum show coming your way right now.